Because I haven't seen it.
Who wants to see
it? I think four of us haven't seen it.
Just me and Dolph has seen it.
Right.
Well, we don't know about...
So we'll be...
Who's here?
Siskel and Siskel.
George.
It'll be Ebert
and the... He's in the bathroom.
Evil
and Sisker.
Evil and Roper. Well, did you like it or not?
I like one bit of dialogue in it. I like the...
The part where there's...
The Irish woman talking about the snow days in New York. That was good. It was really nice dialogue. Everything else is really badly written dialogue, badly acted, caricature.
I couldn't understand why it was so that way.
I mean, I can't understand either.
George, did you see the Cussin' Those Babies?
Yeah.
There's three of us now. Only three of us, sorry.
Oh, where'd those come from?
They're here. Would you like one?
Sure.
Okay. I got them from my other party. Somebody else had brought them and I agreed to
help. I'll split this with someone.
I said I would take a bite for someone.
I'm going to get it.
Okay, it's just a bite.
Oh, yeah.
A bite.
We have to bite and then pat on the ground?
You can cut the bite.
Oh,
cut it. Yeah, you're saying badly written script?
I think the dialogue is poorly written. I think it was poorly acted. The characters were caricatures.
I believe
they weren't quite cliches, but they were just really caricatures. And it was really poor. I couldn't believe that they would see the rushes of those performances every day and I'd say, this stinks.
That's the what?
The rushes, you know.
I wonder if you saw it.
I saw it.
Do you agree? What do you think?
I didn't think much of the movie.
I
George is a
well, you know, when the film.
Cool.
Are you much of a John Sayles fan?
I like Lone Star a lot.
The only one of his films that impressed me was The Vanilla Man Without Guns. Or Men with Guns, I think it's called.
Okay, where is that?
What?
Others have not.
Maybe. I like John Sayles a lot, so I would be disappointed to miss this one.
It's already disappeared.
I know. I was busy so I couldn't get there.
I'm going to have a lovely time. I'm going to see something.
Yeah. So what did you think of it?
I think I did.
I didn't think much of it. It kind of had...
This one comes out on video.
Beginning just kind of left everything up in the air. Too many loose fans. I mean, it's just kind of meanders.
Go.
It just didn't impress me at all. Did you like the Rudy?
Let me say this before, first.
Did you recognize that it was filmed in Acapulco?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes. That when a film has the background and the location in Mexico, I like that already because I like to recognize things.
You're predisposed to like it.
Yes. But this one, I recognized everything that happened, all the misery, all the poverty, all the... The little children inhaling all that stuff that I've seen them do and beg in the streets and sell and spit fire and all that. That part was like a little documentary. Otherwise, it was shit. I mean, I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I thought it was a waste of time. Wow. And I remembered Rick saying, I want to know where to spend 2 hours, or no, Alan said that. Those were the worst 2 hours, the worst investment I've made in my life, 2 hours. But it's not that bad.
Oh, my goodness.
It's not that
hard. I find that hard.
I can't believe it beats Traffic School. That's the worst data.
Yeah, I thought it was a waste of time. What's her name? Rita Moreno. What was she doing there? What was she doing there? Well, what was her thing? She was so overacted and so bad. I thought, what is a caricature? Is what it was. You're right. Absolutely right. I had hopes on that woman who is. What is the name? One of the most famous ones of the other group. Yeah, they are. But I'm thinking of one used to be.
Describe her a little bit.
Yeah.
She's blonde. She's dark.
Marcia Gay Harden.
No.
Lily Taylor. Daryl Hannah.
No.
The other one.
The real Steve top Burton. One.
Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen. Yeah.
I used to like her, and she just seemed like, oh, okay, I'll do this movie. I'll get some money for it.
Yeah, well, as I was saying, having a baby is so...
I don't think it really made a statement about anything. It just
didn't take you anywhere. Actually, it made a statement, but it was really clumsy. I mean, the whole juxtaposition of those women and the kids. You know, we had a look at the life of those kids.
There is a statement.
And then the guy who was unemployed, who became their guy for a while, and his standing in front of the lottery thing. Okay, and then at the end where they have the two nurses walking out with the two babies, which is going to go to the good mother and which is going to go to the not good mother. That was the whole point of the movie. It's like, are you lucky enough to be born in this life or this life? And it was clumsy the way it was.
I saw that and I thought, my God, these children, where are they better off? With these neurotic women, like the one that steals and does all those things, or
how about the lawyer had said that there was no way that that woman was going to get a baby? Remember?
I don't think so.
You know,
he did.
What, the pushy woman?
Yeah, remember when she went to his office?
I thought he said it through.
He did, after all, to get rid of her,
right?
But you know what? He, the lawyer, and the guy without a job. Mm-hmm. Those are, well, the lawyer isn't such a good actor. He's an actor. He's very famous. He's very, very well known. His father was a huge star in Mexico. And he comes out for 2 minutes. Of course, why should he come be there any longer? But the other guy is one of the best actors of theater and film in Mexico. The guy, unemployed guy. And he just seemed like so silly. He was just given a role in an American film, and it just kind of made me feel, you shouldn't have taken that job.
The film's just...
It wasn't good.
No impact.
And it drags. Didn't it drag for you? Come on, let's get to something.
I thought Lily Taylor had the best lines.
Who's Lily Taylor?
She was the one they thought was a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. The one who wore a bathing suit.
Right. Mm-hmm. She had some funny lines, but...
That's quite a disappointment. I usually love John Sayles.
I was disappointed,
films.
Very disappointed.
The one thing I read about it said it was very didactic, you know, that it put these long speeches in everybody's mouths, which didn't move the story along. It was just John Sayles talking.
I don't know,
like that. Did you make one?
Yes. Make one.
John Sayles is really
Lone Star.
Did he do Brothers from Another Planet?
Yes, he did. That's what I was going to say. The thing about John Sayles that's interesting to me is with his movies, he covers such a range of kinds of movie genres and locations. He did Vapewalk, he did Brothers from Another Planet, a sort of sci-fi spoof, Lone Star, kind of thriller, kind of
Western
kind of thing. He did 8 Men Out, baseball. Mm-hmm. He did...
And he did the Secaucus 7, right?
Yes.
I think that was his first film. And then he also did that High School Sweetheart.
Recommended by you.
Rosanna Arquette.
By the way.
Maybe It's You.
Oh, maybe it was Lenora. I'm not sure.
So all his films are really good.
I know, it's quite diverse.
Yeah, I can't understand that. I mean, I can't understand how a director who could direct Mate Woman and a Lone Star could... direct this so badly. The script and the dialogue haven't gave him much to work with, but I mean, the performances and the direction of the performances were just like...
Rita Moreno was not even speaking good Spanish.
What?
She was not.
Was that deliberate, or has she forgotten
how
to speak?
She doesn't. She's a New Yorker.
She's a Puerto Rican original. She's been in New York for 45 years, you know.
That crossed my mind when I saw
she
the film.
Didn't.
I just wondered about
she, the intonation was wrong. And it was just fake. She can't act using Spanish.
So do you think after the film was completed, that the director looking at it thought this was a good movie, or...
Oh, I wouldn't have put my name on it. I mean, if I saw that,
I wouldn't put my name on it, and they think that what I said was bad. That's really bad.
No, seriously. I mean, he's got some really good films, and they're really interesting, and they're all kind of different. But to have one that's so bad.
A clinker.
Yeah. There was one scene with the son talking with his leftist friends, and they were talking about, you know, exploitation and all that stuff. I think they were sitting in a restaurant or somewhere like that.
Oh,
that was just like, it was like you formulated with the kids.
Here's a perspective of the situation and how it came about, and you know.
So it's just like,
what was the point?
Clumsy.
I kind of like the scene with the maid who was sitting on the bed telling the story.
That was a good thing. Yes,
yeah,
that was a good moment.
That was.
But the maid was a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I like the other story. I like the Irish woman's story too. But I like that scene in general. That was the only thing worthwhile about the movie, that scene.
And the drama
was movie, that's all I can say.
What?
Yeah, no, you're really.
You will?
Sure. I'll see if it comes out on
TV. Yes, yes. Maybe you'll like it.
Comes out on video.
Who are the Secaucus?
Well, I'll be watching and say, what the hell were those guys
big
talking
show.
About?
That's
really
a big show.
Yeah.
I'm going to put that through.
It is the big show.
The big show was the remake of the Secaucus 7, only higher budget. It's not identical, but it's very similar.
Mark, what is the actress's name, the tall, the
Daryl Hannah.
The fit
yeah.
woman that ran.
Daryl Hannah.
Her drama didn't even move me, didn't touch me. Her drama, her tragedy, her three what do you call them?
Miscarriages.
Miscarriages. Or not miscarriages, but the baby died within days.
Gilbert's.
No. Something was wrong with the baby's body, and it lived too big.
I think they each had different things wrong with the body. I mean, that was a real heavy scene. If you listen to the dialogue, the words were a real heavy scene, and the way she was treating it, she was just like,
I've got my lines to read.
Yeah. It's like she was in denial, but she wasn't in denial, you know. And I couldn't understand where that character was coming from with those lines.
This one, the
yeah.
She
married
too.
Down.
She was going with somebody.
She was
dating
JFK Jr.
Right.
No, but then she married somebody. I think it's pretty famous in the acting business.
I think you're thinking of Alec, what's that, Baldwin was married to Kim Basinger.
No. They're still married, aren't they? Own the town in Georgia or something like that?
No, I think they got divorced.
They got divorced.
Did they own a town in Georgia?
Yes, she bought a town in Georgia. Yeah. She bought the town.
Mark, the scenes, have you been to Mexico?
No.
The scenes of the people getting up early in the morning and walking out of their places and walking down the hill, dirt and all that, that was very authentic. Mm-hmm. All of that was authentic. And the mood of the people, the way they walk and how they relate and all that, that's the part that I recognize and
appreciate.
But that wasn't enough. See how fast that was?
Did we do it?
I'm done. Are you done, George?
Yeah.
Got anything else to say?
Not about